Well, we've known we have a contest in North Douglas for some time, and we also found out at the end of last week we'll have a by-election in South Douglas after a second candidate emerged, a service manager and mental health nurse, Keith Fitton, challenging the former MHK and Douglas councillor, Bill Mullarkey. Mr Fitton, representing Lib Van, a long-standing party member, he's been talking to Howard Kane.
I've been interested in politics for many years. The first time I actually thought about standing was when Donald Gelling was returned unopposed, and I felt disenfranchised back then. And what put me off was my wife actually asking me, what would you do if you were elected? And I certainly wasn't ready for politics then. But over time, there's been a few issues. I manage services for people with physical disabilities. So obviously I've had a lot of concerns about the lack of the DDA and the very, very slow progress of the Equalities Bill. 2 years ago, I became physically disabled myself, which is quite ironic. And I think that gave me a nudge to feel, do it now or never do it. And then the final nail was the toilet tax, which I felt, you know, when the Chief Minister says this is an unfair tax, but we're going to do it anyway, I really felt that just wasn't appropriate. And that was the final, I've got to do something, stand up and be counted.
Now, you say you believe that Lib Van offer an important opportunity to challenge the way government represent the people of the Isle of Man. It's one thing challenging. Could you, Lib Van, do it better?
I think so. I used to actually believe in independence and independent politicians. But the reality, unfortunately, is I think that once people are in a position of power, because they are held by collective responsibility, we lose that independence. The direction of the island has been determined by very few people voting for Mr Bell and Mr Tier and previously Mr Robertshaw. And so a lot of people haven't really understood or had an option to vote on the direction. By having a party, we're going to be very clear. We're giving a very clear policies. And people, if they choose to support us, they'll know what they'll get.
And do you think that people are prepared to believe that Lib Van are capable of governance rather than just being a thorn in the side of government, which they obviously have been doing for a number of years now, and a lot of people would say would successfully so? Are they prepared to actually take the crunch, though, and make the unpopular decisions rather than just criticising when they are made?
Absolutely. I think we are very much wanting to have positive impact. Yes, there's been, like you say, a thorn in the side of government, and I think that's actually necessary as well. I think effective opposition is what actually holds the government to account, and in fact we could probably do with more of that. But we're not a party that is purely negative. We're going to be looking at very positive policies, and we're going to be looking at implementing those. And we're very, the team that have been working for quite some time are really looking at having policies that are costed and are realistic.
Major issues in South Douglas? Do you live in the area first? Do you live around South Douglas or in South Douglas?
No, I actually live up in Mount Murray, so I'm next door. Unfortunately, since the Mount Murray Hotel closed, my local pub is now actually in South Douglas, up at the Horse and Plough. There are challenges to in terms of rents and things like that for people who live in social housing. And South Douglas is quite an interesting constituency in that there's a very broad mix of people living there. So I think it's going to be quite a wide-ranging area to try and represent.
Now, you were saying you're a service manager for an international charity, also worked in the as a registered mental nurse. Again, issues which, particularly the health issue, very much to the fore and has been for several years. Any specific areas there you would like to address should you get in?
Yeah, I've been privileged really to work in both the NHS private and now working for a charity, so in the third sector. And that's given me quite a broad range of experience. I think that the charity sector is a model that really the NHS needs to try to look at. I passionately want the NHS to succeed. The NHS has to remain free at the point of delivery. And we've got to challenge things like waste. And so looking at the organisation I work for, we often say we're not for profit, but we're not for loss either. So we have to actually balance the books. And I think that that's one of the key lessons that the NHS can learn. Recruitment is obviously a massive issue and is going to get steadily worse, especially if the pension reforms go ahead, so that people would be actually, it would be detrimental to come to the Isle of Man for your career. That's going to make it even harder to recruit. And the standards, I think we've got to ensure high quality and high standards for people on the Isle of Man.